NerdRotic.com.
Welcome back to NerdRotic. My name is Gary Buechler, and I come to you from NerdRotic.com, and we need to talk about Captain Marvel, or in particular, Captain Marvel fans. Now, I've been going back and forth whether I should make this video or not, but then I heard the words of young Rippa in my mind that says, monetize your haters. And I got the blessing of Mrs. NerdRotic to make this video because it is about her. Now, you hear a lot of Captain Marvel critics are trolls around these parts. Pretty much if you just didn't like the movie, you're a troll. It is the most protected movie with the most protected actress in the history of film. And with Disney strong-arming Rotten Tomatoes to change their whole platform, change their own website, which we'll get into in a sec, it's starting to show that we need to start enacting some of our monopoly laws because things are getting a little crazy. Shane from the Popcast pointed out in my last live stream that with the Fox-Disney merger, Disney now has some connection to 14 of the 17 highest grossing films of all time. And the problem with this is Disney can now start socially engineering through their films, and Brie Larson has admitted that she is using the Captain Marvel role as her own political platform, and the director admitted that Captain Marvel was a feminist movie. Now, I will show you something a little later that proves this and proves that this brand of feminism really isn't feminism. It's about straight-up man-hate. But while we're talking about feminism and the feminism ideal, well, you know, review bombing is the narrative the access media has been running with to defend Brie Larson and Captain Marvel. Where did this come from? Well, it came from Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes used to have a function that asked you if you were interested in seeing a film or a television show. It was a question. Hey, are you interested in seeing this? And people would say yes or no, and then they'd tell you why. Rotten Tomatoes asked the question. They just didn't like the answer when it came to Captain Marvel. But when it comes to female-owned businesses, I guess it's perfectly okay to give them negative Yelp reviews because their husband doesn't like Captain Marvel. This from Justin M. The owner's husband runs a gratuitously sexist/racist Gamergate YouTube channel called NerdRotic. Gross. If you like people who complain about SJW and NPC, who encourage harassment of women by running campaigns against Captain Marvel and The Last Jedi, give Melissa your money. Let me get this straight. I'm harassing women by saying I don't like Captain Marvel, but leaving a Yelp review on a female-owned business isn't harassment. Okay. Now, Justin M. obviously doesn't go to my channel, or he would know I'm not a gamer, although I know enough about Gamergate to know it was about media collusion, which is something I deal with here with the Access Media every day with the help of you all. Thank you very much. As far as being a sexist, I don't know. You better tell all those women I hired at my shop, and you better tell my wife. She hates sexist. And as far as being a racist, well, somebody better tell my mixed-race son. And as far as campaigning for people to harass women or downvote Captain Marvel. As far as downvoting Captain Marvel, that was happening naturally anyway. And as far as harassing women, again, I will just point out that giving a negative review to a female-owned business based on what her husband said is harassment and sexist. So, and it's sexist because my wife, believe it or not, is an individual who has her own needs, feelings, wants, and opinions. And she doesn't agree with everything I say, and I don't agree with everything she says. That's why we make such a great couple. I'd hate to be around with somebody who agrees with everything I say, but maybe that's something Justin M. needs. It looks like Justin M. views my wife as if she's my property. Now, as far as SJW and MPC, certainly it's something people can say in my live chats freely. I have no problem with. It's something I label people like Justin M. with, but if you go look at my videos, I have never titled one, not a single one, with SJW or MPC. I like to save that for special people like Justin M. An NPC is a non-playable character. Again, not a gamer, but I know enough. It is basically a robot. And Justin M. is just spewing the same BS that most of the NPCs spew because they're looking to get social currency. Justin M. probably needs a date. And you're certainly not going to get them giving a negative review to a female-owned business who had nothing to do with any of this. You want to try to focus it on me, Justin. There's comment sections. There's the live chat. Hell, I'll give you a spot on a live stream anytime. You can come and debate me anytime. You are free to come on. Email me at gary@nerdrotic.com, and we will make it happen. Now, I know acknowledging things gives power to it, so I risk making Justin a martyr and risk more people giving my wife negative reviews. Well, we knew this was going to happen. That's one thing that NPCs are, is predictable, so I'm surprised it took this long, but I warned her it was going to happen. We knew it, and again, thanks to the Phantom Menace for flagging that review into oblivion. Thank you, Mecha Random, for retweeting it, and thank you, Black Angus Reviews, for mentioning it on your live stream. I did hear that. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Now, we need to cut the crap. I love it when I see articles that say, well, the trolls don't understand what Captain Marvel was all about. No, we understand, Junior, what Captain Marvel was all about. It was all about making money, okay? And it was all about getting back at DC for making Kevin Feige look bad. Yes, that is why Captain Marvel got amped up to 11 with its very basic form of man-hating feminism, because Wonder Woman beat him to the punch. Now, it wasn't the first female-led superhero film, but it was the most successful, and it caused a lot of people to ask Kevin Feige a lot of questions like, why don't you have a female lead in the MCU? And it made him look bad. Kevin Feige is all smiles and nice on the outside, and he is an absolute shark on the inside because he is a producer in Hollywood. That's what they are. Ever seen Swimming with Sharks? Pretty accurate movie. Marvel and DC don't give a crap about your cause. And I think we have definitive proof of this with the latest advertisement for the Captain Marvel Blu-ray. They showed us a deleted scene, a very cringy deleted scene, where Brie Larson's Captain Marvel accosts a man for telling her to smile and steals his motorcycle. You want to talk about female privilege? If a woman stole a motorcycle, she probably wouldn't go to jail. If a dude stole a motorcycle, he would be in jail that night. But this is a perfect example of Disney's marketing playing into the divisive nature of current year Hollywood. They know the access media would champion Brie Larson's Captain Marvel for this deleted scene, and they know YouTubers would make videos denouncing it. They know what's going on. They're very clever people, but this doesn't help anything. This actually helps destroy Marvel. This helps destroy Marvel Comics, but they don't care. They just want to use it up and walk away. And we, the fans, who care about this stuff, who actually care more about the legacy of Marvel Comics, and yes, even Captain Marvel, than Disney does, who just wants to use it as disposable, we continue trying to defend the stuff that we have loved and helped make this popular. They don't give a crap. So there's a point where we got to stop giving a crap too. The access media has been running a victory lap, saying that this was a victory over the trolls. Au contraire, if it was such a victory, how come you guys are still talking about us? If it was such a victory, you would consider us inconsequential. But what we really are is competition, and you don't like that. And Disney doesn't like anything they can't control. Justin M., the only thing you really accomplished was inspiring my 29th Captain Marvel video. Well done. Yes, I've done a lot. Well, less than some and more than others. And you're not going to hurt Mrs. Nerdrotic. I remind you, Mrs. Nerdrotic rolled into San Francisco with $150 in her pocket, sleeping on her friend's couch, working in sandwich shops, working for free, apprenticing for years, then becoming the creative director at one of the biggest salons in San Francisco, and then owning her own salon and being written up in Vogue. Don't worry, she is just fine. Now, I do want to acknowledge that other YouTubers have been through far worse. EVS has had his name dragged through the mud. MechaRandom42 has been threatened with violence because of her opinions on Star Trek. And that umbrella guy has been threatened at his work over his opinions on comic books. This stuff really doesn't need to go that far. All we do here on YouTube is react to what is presented, and we do it here on the platform. People have to find us. We do not go out of our way. So we will keep it coming. At least I will. I can't speak for everybody, but if you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like it, well, hey, thanks for listening this long. Please go to nerdrotic.com for my live stream schedule. More videos to come. Have a great day, and may the small folk sing songs of your greatness.